Testing, 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 testing. I'm just suggesting you and I might not be the best thing. Anyways, hi. Hello. Hello, everybody. And welcome back to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl. I am so excited to be back for another week of fangirling with you guys, another week of dishing about life and everything in between. So yeah, we have got a couple of things to talk about on this day, okay? We need like a major life update right now. So a couple of things that went down this week. On Thursday, our little cat Annie got spayed. And it has been, it has been a journey, okay? So listen, here's what went down. We got Annie, our little bebe. She's going to be 2 in November. In November? In February. That wasn't even close. She's going to be 2 years old in February. So we were a little late to getting this done. We got her last spring of 2023, I think, something like that. Anyways, basically what happened is when she was around the 1 year mark, which is usually when you would take your little babies to get neutered or spayed, I broke my leg. So basically that just put like a delay on things, right? So we just didn't really get around to it. And then we were finally like, listen, we can't deal with these heats anymore. They're crazy. They're crazy heats. Plus, it makes her uncomfortable. So we're like, you know what? It's time. Let's bring her in. So she got her blood work, and then she got spayed on Thursday. And so she's in a cute little cone, and it has been a journey keeping our 2 cats separate, because we also have a 3-year-old boy named Pete who has made a couple of audio appearances in this podcast in the past when he threw up that one time. Anyways, so it's been a journey keeping them separate because we are just such good cat parents that we have raised 2 very affectionate cats. So we got Pete when he was around 2, I think he was 3 when we got Pete, and he was already loving just to begin with, right? And so now he is attached to my hip. And so since we got Annie as a kitten, we socialized them together. So they're both very loving, very affectionate, very attached. So basically we set Annie up in our bedroom so that we can keep them separate at night. Plus she's got a cone. They hiss at each other. It's a whole thing. But at night, Pete likes to waltz into the bedroom whenever he likes. So what he does is he scratches at the bottom of the door, and it is so loud. And the first night, Thursday to Friday, I was literally up the entirety of the night, like trying to keep him away from the door. So we had to like jig up this whole thing with like, we put a table on its side to try and block him from the bedroom door, but still give him access to the litter. Speak of the devil, he's right here right now. I don't know if you can see him. So it's just been a whole thing. And that's what we've been dealing with for the last couple of days. But like, she's doing well. So I'll insert a little picture over here. I'll insert a couple pictures. So we've tried like the cone. We've gotten her like a little onesie. She's adorable and is so cuddly right now. It's insane. And now Pete is eating kibble. So if you can hear that, I'm really sorry. So that's life update number 1. That was just a whole thing in itself. Life update number 2. Me and Bestie Jennifer and Bestie Cece went to our second Pilates class on Friday. And so we tried out a different one because we have that free month of ClassPass. So basically when you're doing the free trial, you can only do one place one time. Like, you can't rebook it unless you pay for the subscription. So basically we've been trying out different places. So this was our second place. I'm very sore, not as sore as last time. Either it wasn't as hard or I didn't work hard enough, or maybe I'm just getting stronger. Anyways, so we had our second Pilates class. It went pretty well. I do say I like the first place better. It was like LTO or something downtown. And then this one was one on the Queensway. But it was good. I had fun. And then we went to get pho after. And it was so delicious. And overall, I'm just feeling really good about being able to move my body more. And but the one thing is, I've been slacking on the Just Dance. I know, guys, I've been slacking on it. I've been wanting to get maybe a Planet Fitness membership just so that I can go walk on the treadmill for an hour on the days in between classes, just so I can keep myself moving. But I have not found that motivation yet. But you know what? One step at a time. I'm doing the weekly classes and it's going well. So what we're gonna do next week is we're gonna try a hip hop class, because now that Cece has joined us, that is something that we would all love to try together. So we're gonna do that. I'm so excited, because I don't know if I've talked about it before, but I used to be a dancer when I was a kid, not competitively, just recreationally, and it was so much fun. So I'm going back to my roots. I'm so excited. And recently, because with all like the New Year's resolutions and like New Year's goals and things like that, I have found myself putting so many things in my routine. Like, for example, I started the podcast, which I love doing this on a weekly basis, trying to do the Just Dance every day, doing my classes once a week, trying to just fit in as many hobbies as I can that I have found myself not really, I wouldn't say burnt out, but maybe just a little overwhelmed. And in the midst of me feeling this way, and I was even talking to Nick about it, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm just putting too much on myself. And then I discovered that Nick's dad has two violins at his house. And ever since I was a kid, I have always wanted to learn how to play violin. And so it was like the day after I was talking to Nick about feeling kind of overwhelmed with all the hobbies I'm putting on myself, we went to pick up a violin from his house so that I can learn. What is wrong with me? To be fair, though, the strings need to be replaced on it because it is such an old violin. So that's going to be something that's going to take a while to get to. So it's not like I'm going to be starting on it now. But I just think it's so funny. Of course, I'm bitching and complaining that I'm doing too many things. And here I am adding violin to the list of things. But anyways, it's fine. It is what it is. So there's that. Pilates is going well. Just moving in general is going pretty well. Trying to do just a little bit every day. Like, it doesn't have to be crazy. Even just like one or two Just Dances just to get myself moving every day. And the days that I don't have a class. So that is that. So that is life update number two. Life update number three. So, okay, wait, before I move on to number three, number two with my Pilates stuff, that is one thing that was on my 2025 vision board for myself, was to just move more. So I feel like that's going really well. Also, getting this podcast on YouTube was a part of my vision board. So hello, that's done. So that's going really well. And another thing that I put on my vision board was to go to New York City. NYC. Just got here this morning. $3, two bags, one me. Sorry. So on my vision board was to do some sort of New York trip this year, even if it's just a weekend. So this actually happened maybe 2 weeks ago. So me, Nick, Bestie Jennifer, and her boyfriend, we booked like a double date couples weekend away in New York in May. I am so excited. That's another life update that I have forgotten to update you guys on. So we are going for the Canadian Victoria Day weekend. We're going to be going from May 16th to the 19th. We're flying on the 16th. I am so ecstatic about this. I have only been to New York one time, and it was for Harry Styles' Love on Tour. We went to night two at Madison Square Garden for Love on Tour, and basically it was such like, not really last minute, but it was like a very spontaneous trip, because of course when everybody was trying to buy tickets for this tour, I did not get the presale code for the Toronto shows. Of course not. But I got a random presale code for a show in New York. So I panicked and I bought a ticket for me and my sister. And then I'm like, okay, how are we going to get there? So my mom, an angel from the heavens above, agreed to drive with us down. So we literally, I can't believe we did this. I don't know why we didn't fly, to be honest. I don't know. So we literally drove to, how did it go? We drove into New Jersey. We had an Airbnb in New Jersey. I believe we drove in on a Friday. We got there Friday night. We got to our Airbnb. We stayed overnight. And then Saturday was the day of the show. So we took the train from New Jersey to Penn Station in Manhattan. We shoved in as much sightseeing in an afternoon as we possibly could. So we did Times Square, we did Macy's, we did like all of the shops, we did Broadway Street, we did all that's all we could fit in. Then we went to the show, then we went back to our Airbnb, slept over for the night, and then drove home. So we were literally in New York City for, I want to say, 12 hours, and that was it. So that was the only experience that I've had. So I have been dying, and that was in 2023. I have been dying to go back ever since, because there is so much that I want to do in New York City. It's not even funny. So I actually have like a whole list of things I want to do. I'm not going to get into it now, but I want to see the Brooklyn Nine-Nine building, because the building that they use for like the exterior picture of the 99th precinct is an actual precinct in New York. I think it's like the 78th precinct or something in Brooklyn. So I would like to go see that, go see the museums. I want to go to the Met. I want to go to, what's it called? MoMA? I think so. The art museum that's there, whatever. I don't know. I want to go see that. I would love to go to the, what's it called? Why am I having such a hard time remembering? The museum that was in Night at the Museum in New York. Whatever that one is, I want to go see that. I want to go to Central Park. I want to see the Statue of Liberty. I want to do all the things. So we're only going to be there for 3 days, but it's going to be easier to, like, it'll be more time to do more things. Of course, it's not as much time as I would like, but 3 days will be enough to get plenty done, and then I can always go back sometime. So that is really super exciting. And the one thing that is going to kind of tie into what we're going to talk more about in this episode today is I'm going to see my first Broadway show. Broadway! I'm so excited. And so to go along with that, yesterday we had our very overdue Secret Santa party for our little Harry Styles fan group chat, which I've talked about before. So we had our very overdue party for that. And so one bestie in that group, Maya, she's like, I told them, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to New York in May, I'm going to see my first Broadway show. But the thing is, I have absolutely no idea what one show I'm going to pick. How am I supposed to narrow it down to one? So bestie Maya was like, oh girl, I got you, because she is a musical theater girly. She's like, you let me know what you're interested in, and I will help you to pick what show you're gonna see. So that is uber exciting. And then one oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Niall, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Niall. So one little tangent. So bestie Kylie had me, which I had a feeling, but anyways. Me and bestie Kylie have started this kind of mini tradition where we customize mugs for each other. So a couple of years ago, she put on a mug, on one side it was the classic Niall Horan Imagine, where it's like, imagine Niall Horan's crawling into your ear. And then on the other side, it was a picture of Purple Pants Niall, the one of him running, and a picture of me recreating that picture side by side. And so then for like the next Christmas or something, I got her a customized mug of like a hilarious picture of her surrounded by like Harry Styles and Niall and stuff like that. And so since she had me for Secret Santa this year. I just have to show you guys. It's so stupid, but I love it more than anything. So on this side it says I don't know how focused that is, but whatever, it says I love my husbands, and on the other side is me in the middle and Niall Horan and Pedro Pascal's kissing me on either side. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. So I am literally obsessed with it. It's going right next to the other mug, and I just had to share that. So anyways, so Bessie Maya's like, girl, let me know what Broadway you're interested in. I will help you pick. I'm like, fantastic. Because truly, how am I supposed to pick one? It's absolutely ridiculous. So I realized that one thing I have, oh my gosh, can you see Pete, or is, oh my gosh, things keep falling. This is a nightmare. Oh, by the way, this is my karaoke mic. What I'll do with this microphone, it's absurd. It ties into Broadway. I promise I'm not going completely off track here. So Bestie Erica got me this karaoke mic. I think I've mentioned that before. And what I'll do is I will lay in bed, because you can connect your Bluetooth. So I'll connect it to my phone. I'll go onto the application of TikTok and I'll search up, what is this feeling? You sing as Glinda. and I'll just sing. And it doesn't stop at what is this feeling. I will literally go like Broadway duets, and I'll just scroll through and I'll just sing along with random people on TikTok. It is so much fun. If you're a Broadway girl, I highly recommend. Oh my God, can this please just, you know what? It's going right here. I can't even right now. So anyways, I realized that I have touched on Broadway before, but I haven't talked about it nearly enough. So one thing that I'm going to talk about this episode is my eras of Broadway. I think my Broadway era in general started in 2018, I think. And I would love to go year by year since then and kind of go through what my Broadway hyperfixations have been year by year. Because one thing I would love to start doing every month maybe is what, because I'm an Apple Music girly, right? And so on Apple Music replay, you don't have to wait for the year to be over. You can go on at the end of each month and see what your top artists were for that month. So what I think would be so much fun to do is like maybe the first episode of each month, go back and see what I was listening to for the month. Because of course the data is not going to be ready until after January. So I'm thinking the next episode we can go in and see what my January music trends were. And with Apple Music Replay, you can go back all the way to 2015, I think. I think Apple Music Replay launched in 2015. And so what it does is every year it makes a playlist of your top 100 songs of that year. And I have every year since 2015, which was 10 years ago. That was 10 years ago. I'm going to have an existential crisis right now. That's insane. So I was thought it would be so much fun to go in starting from 2018 and see what the Broadway trends were. And then maybe if we do this together, it will help us narrow down what I should go see on Broadway in May. That is so exciting. So I'm going to take you guys over to the application of Apple Music here, and we're going to go through it together. Okay, so the first thing I want to do, actually, I'm honestly just so curious what my songs were in 2015, because that is a long time ago. And what, okay, let's set the scene here. In 2015, I would have been finishing grade 9, going into grade 10. Ooh, that was a rough year for me, because going into grade 10 was when I was leaving my One Direction era behind, and I was getting into like Green Day, My Chemical Romance. Like, it was not good. So yeah, my first look at this. First of all, my number one song from 2015 was One Love by Mariana Trench. That's crazy. Do you guys know that song? How does the chorus go?
Now I got on a new one. A phantom limb is all that I am hanging on. Pete is scratching the shit out of the couch right now. That's crazy. But anyways, One Love by Mariana Trench. That's wild. My number two song from 2015, Disenchanted by Mad Chemical Romance. I think that one is, I'm just a sad song with nothing to say. Anyways, I can't even right now. And my third song of 2015 was Jet Black Heart by Five Sauce, which makes perfect sense. And if I scroll through it, yeah, okay, 2015 was my Mariana Trench year. Clearly, it's a lot of that. Stacey's Mom, The Nights by Avicii, that's crazy. A little bit of Coldplay, a little bit of Fall Out Boy, 21 Pilots. Oh, guys, don't even get me started on 21 Pilots. A little bit of Panic at the Disco. But for, like, the most part, it's Five Sauce, it's My Chemical Romance, all that good stuff. He's not going to stay here. This is Pete, everybody. He's making his Fangirl Report YouTube debut. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you're going to want to come over to the YouTube channel, because Mr. Pete just made an appearance. Thank you so much. So with that, let's go over to 2016. Again, I don't think my Broadway era really started until 2018, but I think it's so much fun to see what was going on. Okay, 2016 was my 21 Pilots era, 100,000,000%. My very first, my number one, my top three of 2016 are all 21 Pilots. First one being Holding On To You, number two is Ride, and number three is Migraine. And it's all 21 Pilots until like number 15. That's insane. Then it's a lot of Panic at the Disco. Wow. Yeah. No, it's all 21 Pilots and Panic at the Disco. That's crazy. Like a couple of stragglers here and there, but wow. Okay. 2017. Let's see what we've got going on in here. Okay. 2017 is actually the beginning of the Broadway era. So this, but okay. It is the beginning of the Broadway era. However, we're transitioning into it because my number one song of 2017 was still 21 Pilots, Trees. However, my number two song in 2017 was Grease Lightning from Grease Live. Not from the movie soundtrack, not from the Broadway soundtrack, from Grease Live. That's crazy. So Grease Lightning, I wonder, hang on, 2017, because I did do Grease in high school for the spring musical. But I don't remember when that was. That might have been 2017. It might have been. Because I was in the ensemble. Wow. So I think that might have been like my introduction to Broadway. Yeah, because then my number five song is Freddie My Love from Grease Live by Kiki Palmer. I love Kiki Palmer. Kiki, let's get on the podcast. And then Those Magic Changes from Grease Live, Jordan Fisher. I love that song. That is probably my favorite rendition of that song, period. Because it's Jordan Fisher and he's amazing in every single way. Wow. Look at me, I'm Sandra D is in here. And then we get into Hairspray. Which, what a wonderful introduction musical. This is from the motion picture with John Travolta. That is such a great musical. So, of course, there's not a ton of Broadway in here. But we can see, I can clearly see that I'm starting to get into it by 2017. Definitely. Because then, oh no. 2018 was the Hamilton era. Guys, the Hamilton era was no joke. Oh my God, you guys. But along with my Hamilton era, I was in my Drag Race era during this year too. Because, oh, this is so embarrassing. So in 2018, Trixie and Katya were my life. Which, I mean, they still are. But Trixie and Katya, their show, all over that. I was all over that. And around that time, Trixie released her first album, Two Birds, One Stone, I think, or whatever it was. So my number one song from 2018 was Mama Don't Make Me Put On the Dress Again. That is so embarrassing. Trixie Mattel, please don't watch this. My number two song was Read You Wrote You from Katya's All-Star Season. Yekaterina Petrovna Zamolodchikova, but your dad just calls me Katya. Don't even get me started right now. And then my number three song of 2018 was It's Quiet Uptown from Hamilton. And I think the reason that was my number three song is because I had joined vocals class and choir during that year of high school. And we did that song in choir. And I was Eliza. I was Eliza. And she's got a three-word solo in that song. It's quiet uptown. Not even the right notes, but hey, it is what it is. So, yeah, there's a lot of Hamilton in here. I believe that year for Christmas, I did ask for the vinyl box set of Hamilton, and it quite frankly was unacceptable. It was bad. I was listening to it constantly. And, wow. And I was memorizing the words. When it came out on Disney Plus, this is huge, guys. When it came out on Disney Plus, for Eastern time, I don't think it was available until 4 in the morning. And what did I do? You might be asking. I stayed up till 4 in the morning. Keep in mind, Hamilton is a 2-hour long musical. So not only did I stay up until 4 in the morning for it to be released, I stayed up and watched the entire 2-hour musical. I didn't go to bed until 6 a.m. Now, why did I do that? That's crazy. Lin-Manuel Miranda, that is the chokehold that you had on me during that time. And it's so sad, you guys, because, oh my God. So I went to college in 2019, I think. And so there was the Hamilton tour and they were stopping in Toronto. I bought a ticket to that. And they were so hard to get. It was like $250, even for then. That's a lot. So I bought a ticket for myself and I waited months and months and months. And I was in college at this time at Humber. So I could easily hop on the subway and go downtown to see the show. And you guys are going to die. My show was in March of 2020. I know. So I'm not even kidding. I was like a week before the show. And then COVID happened. My residence at college shut down, kicked everybody out. I had to go back to Sarnia. And then shortly after, like, the theater world went crazy. Broadway had to shut down because, like, there was no way to work around it. And it was so upsetting because I was so freaking excited. I was going by myself, was going to subway down there all by myself. I was so hyped up. And then that happened. And then it's crazy, too, because I think last year, or 2023, they were back in Toronto. And I bought myself a ticket, and then I got sick, and then I couldn't go. So I have now bought myself two tickets and have yet to see it. So I guess I could see Hamilton on Broadway when I'm in New York, but I'm not sure. Because I have to keep in mind, I'm going with Nick and my friends. So they probably wouldn't be up for a 2-hour show about American history. But you never know. So that was a whole crazy thing. But it is what it is. I will see Hamilton someday. But yeah, the Hamilton phase was so lethal. I can't even believe it. Like, I could probably still recite to you Satisfied. So this is what it feels like to match wits with someone at your level. What the hell is a catch? It's the feeling of freedom of seeing the light. It's Brian Franklin with a key and a K. You see it, right? The conversation lasted 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said in total agreement. It's a dream and it's a bit of a dance. That is so embarrassing. I have not listened to Hamilton in like 2 years, and that is still so engraved in my memory. Guys, dear Theodosia, what to say to you? I can't. Am I about to get back on my Hamilton phase? I can't. And wasn't Lin-Manuel Miranda just on SNL to do a Hamilton sketch? Did I dream that or did that happen? I swear to God that happened. I keep seeing it on TikTok, but I don't know if that's recent or not. I'm pretty sure that was from yesterday, I think. That was crazy. Anyways, Hamilton was a whole thing. One day I will see it. Ooh, here's a random one from 2018. Soul of a Man from Kinky Boots. That song is really good.
Soul of a man, I'm rolling in true life. Soul of a man.
Wow, I really know the words. That's crazy. So let's... Okay, I already know. I don't even have to look at the 2019 playlist. I already know. In 2019, you guys might remember a little musical called Beetlejuice the Musical. Beetlejuice the Musical took over my world in 2019. It was like my COVID. Yeah, it was crazy. I can't even right now, guys. Just don't even. So my top three songs from 2019 are from Beetlejuice the Musical. Number one being Say My Name. Number two being No Reason. And number three being Barbara 2.0. All you gotta do is say my name. Well, I don't know your name. I can't say it. How about a game of charades? Yes, two words, right? Second word. I really could get into it, but I'm not gonna, for your guys' sake. And then, yeah, okay. 2019 was like, this is the craziest playlist I have ever seen. Let me name off some of the Broadway musicals that I was introduced to in 2019. It was crazy. So this is definitely where it started getting serious. Beetlejuice was number one. I discovered Heathers the Musical, which technically wasn't Broadway at the time. It was West End at the time. Something Rotten. Dear Evan Hansen. Oh my God. Waitress. Addams Family the Musical. Little Shop of Horrors. Mean Girls the Musical. There was one song from Godspell I really liked. And I think that's it. That is crazy. Yeah, that's insane. And I had a small Frozen 2 phase of this year. So, wow, that is crazy. So 2019 is when Broadway popped off for me. And I am telling you, I would be in the car driving to pick up groceries, which was like the only thing that you could do during lockdown. And I would be blasting these songs, singing them at the top of my lungs. It was crazy. And since I was pretty fresh from a vocals class from high school at this time, I wasn't too bad. Like, I wasn't that bad. So, of course, like, I still belt out a tune now. But I feel like back then I was definitely more, I had more, like, recent experience. So it was easier to belt it out. And it was a little bit ridiculous. So I feel like all of these are very like solid options to see on Broadway. Actually, Beetlejuice the Musical is coming to Toronto. That one I'm gonna see. I must see it. It is gonna be fantastic. I love that so much. Because guys, listen, it really is a good musical, and I don't want you looking at me right now and judging me, because it actually is really good. And I think I have spoken about Beetlejuice the Musical before. I do have the original Broadway recording on vinyl. I do. It's just not even funny, guys. And Heathers is really good. A candy store? What you waiting for? Welcome to my candy store. You just have to prove you're not a loser anymore. If I'm not careful, this is going to turn into a Broadway karaoke session if I am not careful. So I'm really sorry in advance for that. Let's just see what we've got going on in 2020 and then we can come back to this. Okay, so 2020, this was the year that I was supposed to see Hamilton. So I think I was so upset about it that I hardly listened to Hamilton this year. In 2020, I hardly did. Oh, but you know what I did get into? Oh, 2020 was when I started getting back into Harry Styles. Stop it, because my number one song was Watermelon Sugar. And then what I was really into, because going back to when I was supposed to see Hamilton in March of 2020, I, of course, was in my Hamilton phase. Aaron Burr from the original Broadway cast was played by Leslie Odom Jr., who released an album in 2020 or 2019. And it was so crazy because the day after I was supposed to see Hamilton in Toronto, Leslie Odom Jr. was doing a small show in Toronto the next day. So I had a ticket to that as well. And guess what? It got canceled. No, I'm not still salty about it. Ugh. So my number two song from 2020 was Standards by Leslie Odom Jr., which is a fantastic song, by the way. Shout out to you, King. And then in 2020, I was still a little bit in my Broadway era here, okay? I discovered a musical called Disaster the Musical. And I believe it's based off of a movie because it's about like a cruise ship or something like that that basically gets destroyed. And it's like a series of unfortunate events, pretty much. Like, bad things just keep happening. That's why it's called Disaster. And so, basically, it's kind of like a jukebox musical where it's a bunch of, like, covers, like, basically Broadway covers to everyday songs, but it's all 70s songs, right? So, if I go to the original Broadway recording on Apple Music, then... yeah, so there is, like, Hot Stuff. I'm looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. We've got I Know 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago's in here. I Will Survive is in here. Like, just stuff like that. Like, a bunch of 70s songs. I think Hooked on a Feeling is in there. It is amazing. And Carrie Butler is in this musical. And if you don't know who Carrie Butler is, you need to get into Carrie Butler, especially if you're a Broadway girl. Okay, but listen, if you're a Broadway girl, I know that you know who Carrie Butler is. She is a Broadway veteran. She is in so many shows, and she actually is in the original Broadway cast of Beetlejuice as well, as none other than Mrs. Barbara Maitland. Love her. So she's in this, absolutely obsessed with her. So I've got some that... some more RuPaul, because in 2020, you guys, the COVID season of RuPaul's Drag Race, and this year was season 12 with Jan, Gigi Good, Crystal Method, what is her name, why am I blanking, the Canadian Queen, Jackie Cox, which that was a whole hyperfixation in and of itself, which I fear there's gonna have to be another episode just dedicated to Drag Race, but there was a lot of songs from that season that I listened to on repeat, so a couple of those songs are in here. And oh my god, and then this is when I was getting back into my One Direction era during COVID. This is crazy to see these things, like, not in real time, but it's crazy to see, like, an actual, like, accurate timeline of this. That is amazing. So yeah, other than that, there's not a whole lot of new musicals in here. So let's go over to 2021. Let's see what was happening. Oh, 2021 was my Greta Van Fleet phase. Yeah. You guys, this is insane. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The first 11 songs of this, like, year playlist is all Greta Van Fleet. Number one being Heat Above. Guys, listen. You guys just don't understand. If you just don't get it, you're just not going to get it. Ew! You know what's in here? Fucking Road Trip by Dream and Piombata. That is embarrassing. I can't believe I listened to that song enough for it to be in this playlist. That's insane. Ew. And I have already discussed my COVID Minecraft phase and the episode with Sister Abby. We are not getting into it again. I'm very sorry about that. So yeah, there's lots of One Direction in here. Not a whole lot of Broadway in here, though. Oh, guess what made an appearance in 2021? Those Magic Changes, Jordan Fisher from Grease Live, made an appearance this year. In 2021, not this year. You know what I mean? You literally know what I mean. Yep, so no new... sorry. A little bit of Queen there. So if we go over to 2022... okay, yeah. Okay, so 2022 was when Harry's House came out, HS3, if you will. So all of the top songs for this year was from that album. Little bit of Greta Van Fleet here. Oh, and then Encanto came out this year. So We Don't Talk About Bruno was pretty high up there as well. That's insane. And then, oh, you know the musical Bad Cinderella? Listen, I know there was a lot of memes about it on TikTok. Where it's like, I don't even remember, but she was spray painting the word bad. Or so, I don't even remember, but it was so cringy. Oh my god, ew. So I was really into that. I was, yeah, still my Greta Van Fleet era, getting back into my Five Sauce and getting back into my One Direction era at this time. So if we go over, okay, I think I'll stop at 2023. Maybe. Oh, okay. So 2023 is when The Show by Niall Horan came out. So all of my top songs were from that album. Lots of One Direction. Oh, you guys, I don't know if I'm ready to speak about this. I had a feeling this was going to come up today. In 2023, a little motion picture animation film came out by the name of Trolls 3 Band Together. Guys, if you know me, you know. Trolls 3 came out, okay? And I had already seen the first Trolls movie a couple of years prior. Just because it came out, it looked cute, I watched it, and it was really good. And the music ate, because it's Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake. So yeah, the music ate. So then, a little movie in 2023 called Trolls 3 Band Together came out. I don't remember how I got into it. I think I knew it was coming out. And I was seeing clips on TikTok about it. Because there was the villains that were in this movie. Why don't I remember their names? This is crazy. What? I cannot believe I cannot remember their names. But it was the two villains. One of them was played by Andrew Rannells. And this movie changed my life, you guys. I kept seeing these TikTok clips. So it was near the end of its time in theaters. I dragged Nick to the movie theater to see Trolls 3. And it changed my life. I listened to this soundtrack. And let me remind you, this movie came out in November of 2023. So within 2 months, it was my number one listened to album that year. You guys don't understand. You don't get it, okay? Because this movie was, okay, so if you don't know, NSYNC was in this movie. Like, they were cameo in this movie. And so, basically, it was all that era of music, but it was kind of mashed up into, like, a Trolls pop version of it. You guys don't understand. You need to listen to the Trolls 3 soundtrack. It's incredible. You're all I ever wanted. I ever needed, yeah. It's, you don't get it. So yeah, it came out in November 2023. I did bring it to my number one album that year. It is so embarrassing, but you guys just don't understand, okay? So while that's not necessarily Broadway related, it is soundtrack related, and you guys don't understand. But now, okay, it's gonna bother me that I'm not remembering the characters' names of the villains. Oh, Velvet and Veneer. That's what their names are. And they ate. You guys don't get it. Sorry, you don't get it. Bye. So that was 2023. And then 2024, as I've spoken about before, was my six, the musical era. Which I would absolutely love to see that on Broadway. However, I have seen it already. So that seems very silly to go see a Broadway show for the first time and have it be a show I've seen already. You know what I mean? However, you guys. So Crystal Hernandez, which was Anna of Cleves in the Toronto cast, is going to be on the six, the musical on Broadway. And so if her run is during the time I'm going to be there, I might consider going. I might, because she was fantastic. And she was the one that got me to stand up and dance during Get Down. So if the run is during that time, I will consider it. But yeah, 2024 was definitely my sixth musical era. And so, and of course, I would say 2025 is definitely the Wicked era. Plus, end of 2024, beginning of 2025 is my Wicked era for sure. And I'm so happy because thanks to Wicked, it's getting Bestie Jennifer into Broadway. So now we have an excuse. So every time we're driving together, we're duetting Wicked songs in the car. It is what it is. And basically, overall, the whole Wicked, the whole, because my Broadway era, of course, I'm fangirling over it this week. And it just makes me want to perform so badly. Do I have any professional singing experience? Absolutely no, I do not. I have done 2 high school musicals, and that's it. I've done a couple choir performances in high school, but I have no, like, actual professional experience singing. But for some reason, I'm like, get me on Broadway right now. Get me on Broadway immediately. I need it, okay? And so that's kind of where my hyperfixation is for that. So that's why I'll grab my karaoke mic and perform Broadway tunes for myself and the cats. And that's that. So, yeah. And I know Broadway is kind of a topic that not everybody, like, I wouldn't call it niche. It's definitely not niche, but there definitely is a certain crowd for it. And so if that's not your vibe, then hey, that's fine. Then your homework, okay. You guys have homework tonight. If you are not a musical theater girl, if you are not a Broadway girl, your homework tonight is to sit down and listen through Six the Musical, okay? The reason why I say Six the Musical is because it is very short and it is a fantastic, not beginner, but like introduction to Broadway. It's very pop oriented. It's very concert vibes, and it's about badass women in history. And I believe there's only like 7 songs on it or something. And it's exceptional. So that's your homework. Sit down and listen to Six, the musical, and let me know what you think. And if you've already listened to it, then what's your favorite song? Let me know. What is your favorite song from Six, the musical? Mine is probably Don't Lose Your Head. It's obviously. So yeah, I think that's going to be it for me. The next episode, what I would love to do, since I think the next episode is going to be the beginning of February, which means I should have like my Apple Music replay available for January 2025. So I would love to do that. So the first episode of each month, go and see the previous month's data for music and see what was going on. It's all going to be Wicked. I don't know why I'm making it a mystery. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining me today. I had so much fun fangirling with you guys, as always. If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe, like, comment, all that jazz. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, rate this podcast 5 stars as you do. Yeah. And tell me that my hair looks cute today because I feel like I'm having a good hair day, but maybe that's just me. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining me today. Thank you guys so much for listening to me rant about Broadway. And I had so much fun. And I can't wait to see y'all next week. Bye-bye.